Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is what being friends with Sable is like. Okay. She has this beautiful white manicure. It's like just off white. And I was like, oh my God, Sable, I love your nails. And she's like, thanks. They look like teeth.
They do. They look like chiclets.
And now I have goosebumps.
Sorry.
Oh my God, I hate teeth.
I feel like I've read in so many like effortless French girl beauty blogs about the white manicure for summer. Like, it's like a thing.
Yeah.
Just like all white, not like French tips, just like the whole nail is white. And for some reason they're like, this is chic. So I was like, let me try this shit. And then I'm like, no, my fingers look like teeth now.
Oh, what are you talking about? I actually did white nails like almost all of last year. Like
oh, really?
A dirty white. Yeah, like
these
a gray
are,
white.
This is, what's that brand? Static Nails?
Yeah.
Which are cool. Their polishes are great. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to get all white or like pale pastel nail polish done well because they're so chalky and gloopy. But I feel like these nail brands, they're improving the formula. So this is actually like a very smooth, opaque, but not gloopy formula. It goes on really well. So my nails don't look like, I'm trying to think like what, like the old Wet n Wild white nail polish I used to use as a teen just looked hideous.
I feel that way about neons. Pastels, I've sort of got my good ones, but neons are so hit or miss. It's like they can look super patchy after 2 coats and then you're like, now what?
Yes.
Anyways,
I don't know how I feel about the white manicure.
I love a white manicure. It makes me feel like Kris Jenner.
I feel like this is fancy.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm like, is this for me?
It's for me, for sure. I'm always like pale pink or white.
Mm,
but like
true,
a gay pale pink, not a French manicure pale pink. An on-brand pale pink.
Not Essie ballet slippers.
No, fuck my life.
Opaque.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
I'm sorry that our intros are getting more and more deranged as the podcast goes on, but I also am not sorry.
This is also like what, our like
43rd?
8th? No, we're like up there. This is our late 40th episode. Our late 40s episode. We're almost 50 and we're running out of things to say in the beginning that aren't the same.
You know what? I think we're delightful. So
clearly doing something right.
And y'all keep coming back.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we are.
The numbers don't lie.
A beauty podcast in ways. So I think a little chat about nail polish or makeup is fine.
It's fine. You get it.
Exactly.
It's the Venn diagram. A beauty podcast.
Exactly. The Venn diagram being one side is fragrance and the other being whatever the fuck we want.
Exactly. I'm like, if you can put it on your body, that's it goes
or not.
Oh my God. I have been struggling the past 2 weeks because
this is going to give me such panic that you're saying this on wax, but okay.
Dude, I think I'm like quite sure as a scientist this shitty air quality we've been having on the East Coast has diminished my sense of smell. My sense of smell has been at like 30% like for the past 2 weeks. And at first I was like freaking out because I'm like, if this is that fucking Delta variant, I swear to God. So I got 2 COVID tests. I don't have COVID, but I've been like low key congested for the past 2 weeks because the air quality has been so shit.
Mm-hmm.
And my sense of smell, it goes in and out throughout the day.
Yeah.
But it's pretty much like at a pretty weak strength.
I really hate that for you.
I hate it for me because also, if my sense of smell is at 30%, my sense of taste is at 0. Like,
and you love to eat.
I love to eat. It's so unsatisfying just eating food and being like, okay, well, that's crunchy.
Yeah.
That's squishy. But like the flavor.
Sensation, but no flavor.
I know. It's so sad.
For me, when Ms. COVID came to town, I did not lose my sense of taste or smell. Thank God. Can you imagine? Just like the mess I would have been in.
I know.
Can you imagine
it's
dealing
so frustrating.
With me? Yeah.
So I've been like doing like neti pots to try and clear my sinuses.
I always feel like I'm drowning when I do those.
I like them, but also
I do too. They are like really satisfying.
They're so satisfying, but I better not be that one person who dies of a brain eating amoeba.
I mean, knowing me.
No, like I boil the water, like I do all the precautions, like whatever. But I'm
oh
just,
wait,
like,
you have to boil the water. I like never wash mine.
Oh my God.
I'm kidding. I like run it underwater.
Yeah. Well, you can use bottled water. It's fine. As long as it's been distilled.
But isn't that shit that you put in it sterilizing enough? Or
it's
at all?
It's just saline solution.
I don't know what that is. It's like so salt. It can't hurt me.
It's just salt water.
Yeah, it's fine.
Theoretically. It's highly unlikely, but it's like just not great. Also, like, what a stupid way to die.
Honestly.
And then you become the cautionary tale for, yeah, like, don't be like that girl who died while Brian ate an amoeba, which did happen to some woman. And now we invoke her death in this conversation.
I mean, something's clearly already eating my brain. So, like, that's the nanny pot, yeah, can come for me. It's fine.
That's fair. Yeah. I'm like, just throwing the crowd up there.
Exactly. There's room for more.
But yeah, that does help a little bit. But God, it's so fucking frustrating.
Yeah.
That I'm like, I want to smell something. And then I can only smell a little bit.
When I had COVID, I was fully prepared to, if, God, I gotta like knock on wood or something, because I'm too superstitious to even like invoke this. But were I to have lost my sense of taste or smell, I was just gonna fake my way through it for as fucking long as I had to. I probably wouldn't even tell you. Only because, no, I would tell you. I'd tell you everything. But I wouldn't tell anyone else. Because, like, I don't know. I co-host a fragrance podcast. Yeah. Not that, I mean, listen, listeners, our relationship is based on truth. I would never lie about anything else. But, like, you know, that was a very stressful time in my life.
Yeah. It's stressful for me now. It's just annoying.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can hear my voice. I sound a little congested because I am. So I'm, like, a little bit nasal. And then that also annoys me because I'm, like, I sound stupid.
I've been congested since I was, like, 13.
I feel so like I'm that just, girl like, who, like... That girl you went to high school with or who lived on your college dorm floor who was always a little bit sick. There's always that one girl who's just always has a cough or like a hoarse voice.
No, totally.
And sniffling and sneezing. And you're like, what is wrong with you? And she's like, it's fine. It's just, it's always like this. And I'm like, that's not fine.
Yeah. I have a friend like that, but he's only always sick because he, never mind.
Well, there's always like a very obvious reason that you're like, dude, it's because... this, and they're just like, no, that's fine, that's normal. And you're like, no, it isn't.
A friend of mine had like black lung for like a year, yeah, and a half.
They never wash their reusable water bottle, and they're like, why does my water bottle smell funny? I'm like, bitch, you're supposed to.
Yeah.
You can't just rinse it out even if you just put water in
there. This is actually, I would say this is off topic, but getting to where this episode is going to go, it's all about sanitation. So we, yeah, know what we're doing, and we are, yes, on topic.
Yes.
For the record.
Extremely.
Not, clearly not that we care, but...
Tynan, what do you smell like today?
I was debating what to wear today because I've gotten a lot of new stuff lately.
Ooh.
And I've been liking quite a bit of it. But I recently called in something new that I was especially curious about. It is called Peach Me by Belle Rebelle.
Oh.
Which I am pretty sure is the name of the brand because I'm still kind of,
yeah, have we figured out if it's Belle Rebelle or Rebel?
Yeah, it's... It's Belle Rebelle. I don't know why, but it is.
Okay.
So in the spring, they put out Bubblegum, which I was really, really excited about and remain to be. They sent me that. They sent me the new like weed fragrance, which is also really beautiful and really like smells like burnt caramel. But I was like, a peach fragrance?
Ooh.
What say you? So I asked them to send it over and they did. And I really love it. I'm so happy I'm wearing it. All this other bullshit I was going to wear is just like sophisticated and boring, but this is so fun and so me. I feel like this is the third peach fragrance, like big peach fragrance to come out recently, but I can't remember number two. So maybe it's just the second.
Is it like, I'm thinking of Tom Ford Bitter Peach.
It was Bitter Peach number one. Mm-hmm. I felt like there was something else. I don't know, whatever. God forbid I do any research. Peach Me is just like, I sprayed it on and I was immediately like, hell yes. It smells like a Haribo peach ring.
Ooh.
And that, did you ever like, speaking of getting sick, like as a kid, get that pink liquid medicine? What am I saying?
Pepto?
Not Pepto, but it looked like Pepto. It was like opaque and pink and it was like bubblegum flavored, but also just tasted like, it like didn't taste like anything. It just tasted sweet.
I'm just thinking of Pepto.
Whenever I got sick, the doctors would give me, this sounds like scary. just like, I don't know what it was, like this antibiotic that like you took in a spoon. What am I saying?
Is it just like a child's, yeah, antibiotic? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it tasted like really good to my little dumbass. And it tastes like that medicine and a Haribo peach ring. It is just like really, really good. And it's
children's antibiotic.
Yeah. I mean, this the first place my mind went to, but it's like in the best way, yeah, that it can. And this is sort of not a far reach from the bubblegum scent, but it is definitely heavy on peach. It's just like peach for the sake of peach. Mm. And It's like candy vibes. It's very good. I'm like so happy I'm wearing it that I'm like, thank God. And it has all my favorite stuff in it. So at the top, there's bergamot, orange, osmanthus, black pepper, clove, which I love, and cinnamon. At the heart, there is, of course, peach, mango, coconut, cassis, and burnt caramel. And at the base, there's vanilla, cream, a pop max, tonka, sandalwood, and musks.
Nice.
Yeah, so it smells like... I'm going to say it doesn't smell as complex as it sounds, but everything in it just sort of melds together in a really beautiful way to be one thing. I love it.
Sounds very you.
It is me. It's like sweet and candy, but also I can see this doing really well in fall, and I'm going to say it. I like it so much better than Bitter Peach.
Really?
Yeah. Ooh. Like all day long. And Bitter Peach, for what it is really good. It's really spicy. It's really sweet. It has a lot of like depth, and like Bitter Peach feels... like the velvety outside of a peach, like it. I mean,
fuzzy.
Yeah, it's very like sumptuous, and it's Tom Ford's take on a peach, of course. This is just like really fun and full of like memory and flavor.
Yeah, when you said a peach scent, I immediately thought of like gummy candy, a candy peach.
It's very that.
Yeah, you know how you can tell like certain brands have certain scent aesthetics, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, they would make a peach scent that smells like candy.
Totally.
Like, I get that. Whereas Tom Ford would make a peach scent that smells crazy and like very abstract and editorial, which like, okay, yeah. And then charge like $350 for it, which I'm like, okay, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. This brand also has been doing... Listen, I just found out about this brand like months ago, so I'm, you know, not as educated as I could be, but they've been doing really sweet, really fun fragrances. But they also, on the flip side of that, they have like a really lovely rose scent and a skin scent called Air. And so they can, you know, get you a man that can do both. They do both. And I just think like, I mean, the bottles are beautiful. The brand is very cool. I am really excited about them. I want them to like...
They're British, right?
Yeah.
Interesting. I think you mentioned that the first time you wore the bubblegum scent.
Yeah, because the website's in pounds. So like...
Ah, yes. Yeah.
But they get their shit to me really fast. Shout out to them.
They must have a U.S. distributor.
Shout out to DHL. Yeah, I don't know.
DHL. Yo, DHL is so fast. Like the fact that you can overnight shit from like Southeast Asia to like here blows my fucking mind.
And they text you.
Yes.
That you can... like check off like I don't need someone to sign for that, just leave it at my door. Meanwhile, I don't know how to work UPS, just like as a larger concept.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Sable.
Yes.
What do you smell like today?
I smell like one of Aesop's three new fragrances. Big fan of Aesop fragrances in general.
Yeah.
I do think a lot of them, they tend to be quite similar to one another, and these three new ones I think are really interesting departures. It's in a collection called Othertopia, which I think is cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And the same nose they use for their other scents, Barnaby Filion, French perfumer. He made these, and I am wearing Aremia, or Aremia.
Not to be Caucasian about it, but they got to get it together with these names. I can't pronounce a goddamn thing. I feel like I'm in IKEA.
That's true. You're right. There's the other scents. Huil.
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 Please.
Rosu. They all have some accent on some vowel that you're like, hold up.
The stress.
What? Yeah, it stresses me out.
You know? We celebrate that.
But yeah, Aremia. I hope I'm putting the right emphasis on the right syllable. Aremia is my favorite of the three. I feel like the whole concept of Othertopia is like, not saying that this is from Aesop, but reads to me as the world without humans. It's like, what would nature do without interference of humans? So Aremia is like the green, florally, jungle overgrowth scent. To me, it is very softly green and floral. I wouldn't say it's like overpoweringly one or the other, but it's so soft and velvety, fresh and sweet, but in this very airy way. But it has like a bit of an edge to it that I think makes it interesting and kind of a cold scent. But it's still very enveloping.
It's very you.
Yeah.
Not because it's cold, just because it's very green.
Yeah. It is like a cold green floral that almost is like velvety dew. It's like the dew you find on like velvety petals. It's like the scent of that.
Nice. Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah. And it's a little hazy. It's a little bit like neither here nor there, which I love. And I get it. It's like, oh, if this is a scent of an Othertopia, it should smell kind of magical and hazy and evoking something not completely of this world, which it does successfully, I think. Yeah, it's really nice. What do they say? From the Aesop press release, notes of galbanum, iris, yuzu, my favorite, a world where the vegetal strength of moss and wildflowers coexists with wet concrete and the stagnating signs of civilization. Damn.
Jesus.
They really said R.I.P. humans.
Right, right. This isn't a world without humans. It's a world after them.
Yeah, it's like that movie Annihilation with Natalie Portman.
That movie rocks.
And Tessa Thomas. They go into that weird dimension and then people turn into plants.
Yeah,
it's like that.
That movie's batshit crazy.
I know, that movie really freaked me out.
But you said Annihilation, and I heard, as I'm like Sex in the City, I heard the one with, oh my god, I'm gonna start crying. The one where it's all about circles, and that redheaded woman, like the aliens come, and she holds up the sign that says human.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
Redheaded woman.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Adams.
And it sounds like Annihilation.
I know. It's
Amy,
like on
it
the
is Amy Adams.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's like on the... it's not a rival.
Yes, it is
a
rival.
Oh, with the squids.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
That movie is... a rival. Oh my God.
That movie was so frustrating.
Why?
Because they always have like one woman scientist who's the empathetic one who's like, they're peaceful. They're just like us. They have emotions. And then there's like the other white scientist dudes who are just like, we need to figure out if they're going to destroy us. So let's fire at them and be hostile. And then at the end, they finally figure out, like, they were peaceful after all. Also, I'm in love with you now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could fucking read that book cover to cover in the first 20 minutes of that film.
Is it a book?
I actually think it might have been a book. Oh. Annihilation was a book.
I love how it starts. Oh my God, I love how it starts and ends at the same place.
I know.
It is so good.
I do. I enjoyed the movie. But there was one line at the end where, what the fuck is his name? The arrow guy from the Avengers. Who is the white man in that movie?
Chris Pratt. Pine.
Jeremy something.
I don't know.
All I know is that he plays the most useless Avenger.
Mm.
Anyway, Jeremy something. He, at the end of the movie, he's like holding Amy Adams and he's like, we went up there to learn about them.
Mm.
But instead, and I called it, like, as soon as he took that breath, gross. I was like, he's gonna say that we learned about us. He's like, but then we learned about us. And I was like, I'm walking out of this movie right now. I actually remember, I think I was like on a date on that movie and I literally walked out of that line.
When I saw it, I was seeing it with the guy I was with at the time.
Such a date movie.
And he, I think we had gone out the night before and he got really drunk. And by that, I mean, like, I got really drunk as well. And he was in that state of like, sort of like in your feelings, like hangover anxiety.
Yep.
And I look over at him at the end when the beginning of the movie is also the end, and how she's talking about like, now I know, or whatever the fuck she says, I don't know. I look over to him and he's just full blown sobbing. And I'm like, oh my God.
Oh,
like,
God.
Yeah, it was sweet. I don't know, I love that movie. Anyway, these Aesop scents. So the trio of them, really like this other one called Karst.
Karst is also a good one. This Karst is really meant to be the mineral scent.
Mm. Oh, I see that.
Yeah, it's meant to be the scent of quote unquote nature's most skilled architect, water.
This is very aquatic, but like
sweet.
Yeah,
it's like a shore. Yeah.
Sweet in the, like, in a aquatic
way. It's a little
way.
Sweet and salty.
Or like fresh, yeah.
And mineral, I love it.
I want these.
Yeah.
Aesop, I'm coming for you.
Yeah. Now that I'm like saying it in real time, I'm like, Ameria, the scent of annihilation.
I love that.
It's so accurate to
That's
me.
That's a concept.
Yeah. I love the concept. Othertopia.
I went to this event this week and a friend of mine, Mira Mariah, by the name of Girl New York online. She's known as a tattoo artist. She's like a very big deal. She did a candle.
Ooh.
She has a pop-up shop at Rockefeller Center and it's very cool. You should all go. I'm going back. And she has a candle there. And we were talking about it and I brought it home. But when she was explaining it to me, she was like, I wanted it to smell like walking by a bakery at like 5 or 6 in the morning after a really long night out where you haven't slept and you're holding a cigarette.
Oh,
and I was
wow.
like, I will purchase that immediately.
That's so specific.
It's so good. And it like really does smell like that. And it smells like sweet and you can get the ash of the cigarette, but it also smells like I don't know, like lightning. There's a really sharp like bounce to it. Mm. It's so good, and it's in this like cool vessel. I don't know. I'm so excited. I'm just like, she wants to turn it into a fine fragrance.
I'm
gonna help. Yeah, she wants to turn it into a fine fragrance. So I'm gonna help her do that.
I'm more impressed that she made a pop-up shop for a candle.
Well, for everything.
She's
sort of like a brand as well.
Okay. That's awesome. That reminds me, when I first started going out in the neighborhood I live in now, in Williamsburg and Greenpoint, and like, you know, I was like 23, so mm-hmm. I had energy. So like we'd go out till like 4 a.m. yeah. and then the Polish bakeries would just be starting up baking the bread yeah. for the day. So it was always like, I knew it was time to go home and you could smell the sourdough baking.
Yes.
So
funny. Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things that's like, you know, I need another candle. Like I need a fucking hole in my head. I have literally 80 candles in my apartment closet. Like if you know me and you want one, just tell me, I'll give you like anything you want. But what I'm saying, it's like, of course the one candle that I don't have is the one that like I need, but now I have it. So, problem solved. That's just like the scent I'm excited about this week. What I'm not excited about is that it has come to our attention mm-hmm. that the girls aren't bathing. Mm-mm. Celebrities of all kinds keep running their fucking mouths talking about how they don't shower. And this is just more proof that rich people are idiots.
Low key, I think that it's a hoax. Okay. I mean, all right. What's her face? I was going to say Children Bell. No, Kristen Bell saying that she doesn't bathe her children until they smell. That I believe, because that's very specific. But people who are just like, I don't think it's that important to bathe, or like bathing isn't my life. I'm just like, you bathe. You're just like, you think you're above it. Like, whatever. But the fact that there has been so much spawn of content around it is what I'm just like, skirt, skirt. Like,
how did
what?
This all start? Didn't it start with Ashton Kutcher and Mila,
yeah.
and then Kristen Bell jumped in, and then Jake Gyllenhaal
yeah.
was like, wait, me too.
Yeah.
I'm like, do you know that keeping your mouth shut is easy and free?
Yes.
Like, you're celebrities.
But I also think that they're not like, no one's asking them like, how often do you bathe?
They just, even worse.
Yeah, they just like say, like, why would you, I would never think to ask somebody that. That's like a weird,
rude
personal question. Yeah, yeah, it's rude. Okay, so Jake Gyllenhaal said in like a Vanity Fair interview, I don't, less and less I think bathing is necessary, which, whatever, dude.
Jake Gyllenhaal, that was so fine. I hate to be that person.
You think he's fine?
I think he is so, he is the one. And you know that dick is good too, because Taylor Swift wrote all of Red About Him. Please. Her best album.
I don't trust the word of like a young 20-something girl to be super accurate about a dude. No offense, but it's a lot of projection.
I think I do.
I think it's a lot of projection. Not saying he's not awful, because I think he's a little bitch, but...
Well, I don't think she was calling him awful. I just think he broke her heart.
Exactly. Exactly. That doesn't say anything necessarily about himself. It just says that, like, this is their emotional interaction.
I would suck the dick off his body.
Okay. Fair enough. All I know is that when he was filming Nightcrawler, my brother was a PA on that film. And all day long, up and down, I would just hear how much of a little bitch Jake Gyllenhaal.
What do you mean?
How much of a cranky, yelly...
Oh, no. Don't ruin this for me.
Temperamental little bitch.
Well, I guess he already ruined it for me because he doesn't bathe. So wait, let's start from the beginning.
Okay.
Mila Kunis
and Ashton Kutcher are like, we don't bathe every day, but they did say that they wash their like armpits and crotches and like feet and stuff, which I'm just like, okay,
that
fine.
Seems more work to me than taking a shower.
No, the shower is a lot of, you always spend more time in a shower than you think you are. At least I do.
I don't know. I'm kind of an in and out girl sometimes.
Yeah, no. See, I say I'm going to be in and out, then I'm like, it's been 20 minutes.
You have hair though.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a buzz cut. I think that really expedites my time.
Yeah. If it's a full shower, like shampoo, conditioner, all that, it's like 30 minutes.
That's yeah, okay.
But like, I will shower without washing my hair. And that's maybe like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And even then, I'm like, do I really need to spend 10 minutes in here? But somehow it happens. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, like the water stops the time or something? I don't know. But like, sometimes showering is just like a chore. And then I'm like, well, I didn't really do much. So yeah, like, or like, oh, I wore sandals outside, so I'll wash my feet, or like change my underwear, wash my crotch, or like my armpits, whatever. I think we have very, Not very, but we do have slightly opposing views on like shower.
No, no, no. I just hate that you're saying crotch and
okay,
armpit.
Okay, sorry.
So much. Please.
They put it even worse.
What do they say? Oh God, I don't want to hear this.
They said they wash, what do they call it? Pits, holes, and soles.
That is like, oh, fucking repulsive.
Yeah.
Do you know what's easier than saying that? Taking a shower, not fucking talking about it. Disgusting.
Yeah. Like, you don't have to validate anything. I did, you know what? Mila Kunis did also mention that when she grew up in Russia, they didn't really have hot water. So obviously showering in cold water is not super pleasant in Russia. So it's like they wouldn't shower as often. And I'm like, okay, that I get.
Okay, but if I grew up without hot water and then I got very wealthy,
yeah, that's true,
and had hot water, you know what I'd do? Use it.
Yeah, you could go one or two ways.
I just like,
I don't know. I'm trying to remember as a kid. I don't even think I didn't hate showering. I think it was just such a chore that I was just like, ugh, I have to do this now. So I wasn't like thrilled about it. I did it out of duty, but I didn't like it.
I love showering. I shower like twice a day.
I mean, it's summer. That makes sense.
I'm also like a fitness girl though. Sometimes. Yeah. Sorry. I just can't believe I said that out loud. You know what I mean? I'm like.
Fitness people are about the shower.
Well.
Yeah. Which makes sense because you sweat.
Yeah.
Like if I'm sweaty, I'll shower. Especially now that it's summer and it's humid. If I go outside, I'll shower. I'm a night shower. Like I like getting into bed all clean.
I'm not a night shower. I'm not saying I don't do it. I just like, it's not the, like the one that I have to do. Mm. I showered last night actually.
As did I. I also went to the beach, so. You never realize how much seaweed is in like your hair and your crotch until you shower afterwards and you're like, why? There's like literally seaweed soup at the bottom of my tub. Like, how did this happen?
Not in your... Anyway. Yeah.
I don't know how it gets there, but it does.
Did you go in the water?
I did. I can't go to the beach and not go in the water.
I can.
Like, swim a little bit. It hurts. It's gross. You gotta...
The water is brown.
Yeah, well... This is what I grew up with, the Atlantic Ocean.
This is true.
Where everything is kind of like murky forest green brown. It's only because it's so much algae content, although I did notice there was actually quite a bit of plastic. I was like, come on, y'all. Like, just like throw your Oreo wrappers out. Like, why are you gonna throw in the ocean?
Right.
There was so much seaweed, though. Like, to the point where I was just like, you know, when like you go in the water and like, ew, seaweed touch me. Like, no, it's just all seaweed. Ew. Like, I'm in a soup. And then I was like, I gotta go, because... It's just too much.
When I was in St. Martin a few weeks ago, a school of fish swam up my trunks. That was
violation.
Traumatic.
You mean while they're just like, how the fuck did I get in here?
I know. They're like, we're surrounded by pink. What is this? So after the Ashton and Mila comments,
yes.
Kristen Bell shows up to the party.
She says she only washes her kids when they start to smell.
How old are her kids?
I don't know. Toddler age?
Mm.
Between toddler and 10?
I just also, like, I know that moms online are just, like, subjected to every sort of scrutiny.
True,
well, I know, like,
true,
number one, women. Number two, celebrity. Number three, moms.
As
so,
a
like,
mom, like, nothing you're doing is right.
Right.
Online.
So I feel like you're fucking asking for it with that.
That's true.
I mean, I just don't understand, like, why are we not keeping these things to ourselves, ladies?
Yeah. I also think that celebrities naturally they're just like, well, here's my opinion on something that doesn't fucking matter,
right?
And they always get themselves in trouble, which is why I say if I ever get famous, you're never gonna hear from my ass again.
Okay,
I will not get myself in trouble that way.
I was thinking about this morning, like as I was pretending to make breakfast. I was like, there, I know that there will come a day where you just disappear, like from everyone, not from my life, from like everyone's lives.
Yes.
And that's when I will know. I was like, she is truly happy. She has made it.
Exactly. I will have ascended from online.
Literally.
Offline.
It's fine.
Yeah. I sometimes think about all of the insanely rich billionaire and trillionaires who no one even knows they exist because they're so rich. They're just like, I don't need social media.
But then there's Jeff Bezos going to the fucking moon or whatever.
Yeah. Well, because he's nouveau rich. Oh, he worked his way up to being rich. He used to be a poor.
Uh-huh.
Maybe not a poor, but like a normalite.
Right.
He was a civilian. He had this idea to sell books online. It got really big. And now he's nouveau riche. So he's just like, look at how awesome I am. Look, I did this all by myself. So he has to be really like showy about it. But people who are have always been wealthy, mm-hmm. like the rich, rich, they don't give a fuck. They're just like, Instagram, that's for the plebs.
Right.
And I respect that. I respect rich people who are quiet. Just go be rich and quiet. I don't want to know about you.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
What I love most about Bezos going to the moon is all that fucking filler he got beforehand. Someone put in work. And this is not me shaming. I mean, like, God, but like, whew.
God, he's probably just very susceptible to people saying, like, this is what rich people do. And he's like, oh, they do? Then I'm going to do it too. They get too much filler, I'm gonna do that too.
It was just so like right before an event. You know how you like never wear new makeup before like going out or like going
or
somewhere.
Don't get like a treatment right before an event.
Yeah. I don't even use like new products before I go somewhere that I'm gonna be like seen because I'm like, oh, I don't like it or they suck. He got that face snatched back. He said, what up, MSNBC?
And he topped it off with a cowboy hat.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Well,
you're just gonna shit on that cake there, huh?
Good for him. And to be clear, we're not shaming it. Well, you know what? Maybe we are shaming people who
shaming
don't shower.
Aesthetic injectables.
No, not at all.
We're shaming Jeff Bezos for not having taste.
And we're shaming you for not showering.
You know what? Actually, I'm an anti-shower shamer. Because nah. I think it's no one's business how often you do or don't shower.
Y'all gotta bathe.
If your smell is offending people around you, like, that's too much, man. Like, do something. Sort yourself out. But if you don't smell and you're like a clean person and you wash your hands every time after you go to the bathroom, like, I don't give a fuck how often you shower. That's your business, dude.
As long as
you're not transferring germs.
You know I'm not about the shaming life.
I know.
I was on my way here and I was like, you know what? I think I am going to die on this hill.
But so, okay. What makes me gristle is that everyone's backlash about these quote unquote unwashed celebs mm-hmm. is that they're like, Jake Gyllenhaal stinky. Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher are stinky. I'm like, bitch, as if you would get close enough to smell them.
That is true.
You would never.
That's true. Yeah.
Go back to the Panera. Like, get out of here. I think like that's the thing is everyone's like, they're not even like, ew, you're dirty. It's that you're stinky.
Right.
Which I'm just like, they're probably not. Or they're no more stinkier than you are. Like,
well, they're humans, unfortunately.
Yeah, they're humans, but they're living in their fancy ass compound. They're like faux restoration hardware barn that I saw in Architectural Digest that they built from the ground up.
What did my man Jake Gyllenhaal say about not showering?
He just said, like, I find bathing less and less necessary. That's what his voice sounds like.
Oh, and didn't he say that it like helps his skin?
Oh yeah, there's that whole thing about like the microbiome. Like, you're washing away the natural oils on your skin, which like, yes, is a thing, but like, I don't know. The whole shower shaming thing is like, you do realize that there are people who actually don't have access to showers and they don't have access to hot water, which is why I'm just like, oh, you're really going to fucking shower shame people? Shower shame people when literally everyone has access to a shower and chooses not to.
Sable is dragging me to hell right now.
Well, that's the first thing I thought of is that like, wait, yes. There are people who can't fucking shower or don't have hot water or like can't pay their water bills.
Right, right.
And it made me think of the organizations that convert trailers into like mobile shower units mm-hmm. in places like San Francisco, where there is like a huge, huge population of homeless people. Is that what we call them? Homeless? I don't know.
I think they're unhoused neighbors.
Unhoused people. Yeah. Or people experiencing housing insecurity. And they realize that just being able to shower just gives people dignity to not feel ashamed about like being in a public place.
Right.
It's true. It's because we're such a shamey culture of like bad smells, particularly.
Yeah.
It's not even about germs, because I know you motherfuckers don't wash your hands after you use those urinals.
She said that.
You fucking don't. Remember when COVID, March 2020, and everyone's like, wash your hands. We had to teach grown ass adults how to properly wash their hands. And then you're going to be like, you smell a little bit.
Yeah.
Like, really? Really?
Jake Gyllenhaal also said, sorry, you were making a really good point, though.
No, all of my thoughts just train crashed inside.
No, you do make
but
a really good point.
You get where I'm going with this.
About you do make a really good point about people who are not housed, and I should think more critically about
it's the socialized conceptions of what hygiene is versus what hygiene actually is, and there's a huge disconnect between that.
Yeah, yeah, and I know I don't need to shower as much as I do,
but if it makes you more comfortable, great.
Yeah.
a friend of mine, Brendan, who plays guitar in my band, was saying how he's like, yeah, I started taking cold showers in the morning to rev me up. And he was kind of like spouting off all these things about how it like improves your immune system. Well, I mean, yes, I think it does improve your circulation. And like, sure, I'm sure that contributes to like a healthier immune system. But anyway, he's like, yeah, I tried taking cold showers in the morning, like coldest setting, no hot water at all. And it really revs me up.
Ew.
And I was like, that's brave of you. And then I tried it, but I put it on warm. And then I like slowly, gradually like went over to cold until it was completely cold. I like acclimated my body. And I will say afterwards, I did feel energized. So it's like, I get that.
I like that for you.
Yeah.
I
won't do it every day.
Right. I put you on a pedestal for that. I do not need to engage in that myself. I think, I mean, it does like improve your circulation, obviously, yeah. But also like, I am so nervous all the time that my blood is always pumping 1,000 miles a minute. So it's like, I don't need a cold shower for that.
I think it's a great like wake up tool, but it's also very unpleasant.
Sometimes when I'm sick, I take like shock showers.
Oh.
It doesn't help.
Allegedly, that is supposed to help too, though. Like going from hot to cold.
Yeah.
Which is why like at like bathhouses, they have like the cold plunge pool and hot pool, which is actually like kind of nice when you're like cooking in a little hot tub. But still, like my cowardly ass is like dipping a toe in the cold plunge pool. Like, oh, it's so cold.
I think I like it doesn't work for me because when I'm sick, I spend so much time denying that I'm sick and telling myself that I'm well, that by the time I get to the things that will make me feel better, it's like so far gone. Also, Jake Gyllenhaal said that our bodies naturally clean themselves, which is not
true. Okay, that's a lie.
We're not like big walking vaginas. No. Like, not all of our parts clean ourselves, you know, like.
Yeah, that's where he lost me.
Yeah, this is misinformation.
I was like, I don't care if you bathe every other day, just that you lost me there. Just say you're lazy. It's fine. I'm lazy.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. In the winter, when I don't leave my house and I'm sedentary all day, like I won't shower because I didn't fucking do anything.
Yeah.
I'll change my underwear, but that's like, whatever. That's easy. Like, whew, whew. There you go.
Wellness with Sable Young.
In the summer, I'll shower every day because I went outside. I have this weird thing where like, especially now because the air quality is so shitty, that if I go outside, I'm like, the outside is on me and I don't want to go to bed with it, so I'll rinse it off at night.
I love that. Sometimes like if it's like a cool fall day and I don't like feel gross or whatever, but I've been out quite a bit,
yeah,
I'll oil cleanse. Like I mean, I always oil cleanse my face, but like, ooh, when I oil cleanse and just like pull that oil off and just see all of the New York that has been on my face, I'm just like, oh, high key repulsive.
When I use toner with a cotton pad after I've double cleansed and there's still like a gray color on the cotton pad, I'm
it's like, please,
interesting.
I have actually made my skincare routine free of single-use cotton.
Did you get the washable ones?
Yeah, and they're cute. Fine. I thought, I was like, this is dumb and gross, but like they work just fine.
Are they? I feel like the ones I've seen are too thick, so they absorb too much product. So I want them to be thinner.
So I already had, I was thinking, I've been doing this for like actually about a year now, actually. Uh-huh. And I was thinking about doing it. And then I got like 3 PR mailers, all of which had a nice set of different reusable makeup removing pads. Like, ooh, those just little circles that are cotton rounds, but not disposable.
Yeah.
And so I have a couple and I like them all. I mean, all I'm doing is pulling oil off my face with it. So it's like they work. And then I just use my hands for toner and no makeup removing wipes, obviously.
What about nail polish removal though?
You know what? Well, okay, this is not like a solve. I don't use cotton rounds for that anymore either because I use the like pot that pulls it off for you. Everyone I've tried has not worked except the one from Olive in June, which just sucks it off you. But that's a plastic component, so it's like, is that a solve? I guess it's getting rid of cotton, but it's also like one.
True. Yeah,
I heard they're making it refillable, which does make me feel better. I also heard they're problematic, so.
Yeah.
I've been hearing some things about that brand, and I'm like, please don't cancel yourselves because you make really good shit. Actually, I just fucking heard some today. They're on Estee Lauder right now, which is always how it starts.
I do not read Estee Lauder.
Well, neither do I. Except I when I do, like, and then talk about it on our podcast.
Yeah. Wait, what did they say about them?
Can we get sued? Allegedly.
I mean, if we can, they can go sued.
Well, I think they've been sued because there was a class
action lawsuit. Really? How do you sue them if you don't know who they are? Like, same with, like, Diet Prada.
Oh, not Estee. I mean, Olive and June.
Oh, Olive and June. Okay, okay.
There was an article written by their founder on NBC, apparently, question mark.
Question
sort of implying just, like, speaking really foully about Asian run nail salons.
Oh.
I'll just leave it at that. And there was a class action settlement. But that looks like that'll
wait, so they said something derogatory,
yeah,
allegedly about Asian nail salons.
Right.
And then got sued.
And you fucking own a nail polish brand. Like, yeah, use your fucking head.
What's with the deal with the... There's always like this weird self-righteous... I don't know what you call it. Like, there's like a self-righteous, like, people trying, thinking they're really saying something when they criticize particularly Asian nail salons.
Right.
And sometimes Asian massage parlors. And they never realize that they're being racial, even though it's like, you said Asian in the title. But like,
right.
Like, did you really not think that? You really didn't think, you really thought you were doing something. Like, what? And they're like, this is like the word... And it's like, okay, so you made an expensive bougie nail brand or nail salon, and then you're criticizing these, like, what you consider like cheapo de classe Asian run nail salons. Like, why do you think that they're harming your business? You're trying to like justify your prices by putting down someone else who is probably being harmed by your
right
gentrification, I guess,
right,
of their industry. I just don't get it. Like, why?
Well, then there was that article in the Times.
Oh,
which
yes,
we don't have to get into.
Oh, yes.
But they came for that writer, and they oh, yes, deserved it.
They did. And I believe
say it,
their way of handling the backlash was to shut off comments, mm-hmm, and write a fake apology in an aesthetically
yeah
aligned graphic design post.
That was...
I don't criticize anybody about shutting off their comments because
mm-hmm, yeah,
they were getting like really personal.
Mm-hmm.
I get it.
Yeah.
Like, why would you allow right people to abuse you like that?
Right.
But the whole fake sorry, not sorry, mm-hmm, graphic designed font specific post is what I'm just like, or just say nothing.
Well, and it
just
wasn't an apology.
It wasn't an apology. You might as well have just said nothing.
Right.
Normalize shutting up.
Normalize shutting the fuck up.
Yeah.
I can't even, not that, listen, I feel like I'm just like putting myself in hot water, but I truly can't believe that piece even made it to print.
I can.
Maybe you can. Okay, yeah. Even reading it, I was like,
yeah,
no one raised any red flags about yeah this, that this is idiotic and racist.
Yeah.
Hmm. And fear mongering.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I feel like it was extremely like, white people feeling bad about very specific slights.
And clean beauty.
Yeah. Well, they were like, I was nail polish shamed.
Or talking about like, quote unquote, toxicity, like blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, fuck off.
No. I'm sorry, bitch. Everything's toxic.
Yeah.
Are you alive? You're toxic.
Are we leaving this in?
I don't know, all man. Right.
Anyway.
I just can't have sympathy for rich people bathing or not bathing. Also because they have the best bathtubs. I am on that Architectural Digest shit where yeah you like look at the celebrity homes and they're like, I just wanted it to feel special and intimate. And I'm like, okay, so you built a marble encrusted cavern, mm-hmm, and you have these like extremely specific, expensive art pieces and this huge bathtub with a separate shower. Bitch, if I had a bathtub that didn't have a shower pointing into it, that's when I know I'll have made it. Is literally when I have a separate shower and a separate bathtub.
And like, I know they're all rich as fuck, but like Ashton Kutcher has that like angel investor money.
Oh,
like
he's
not even an actor anymore. He's like,
I would just stop showering out of spite.
Well, I'm just
I'm
like,
rich, bitch.
Apparently
I can get scurvy and it wouldn't matter because
right
I'm rich.
Right. I don't know. Celebrities got to start showering and stop talking about not showering.
They need you know what is crazier to me is like, I think I read that Reese Witherspoon says she takes a bath every single night and like reads in the bath. And I'm like, wait. So you're like a high paid A-list actress who has your own production company, your own book club. You have your hand in so many pies and you still every night bathe for, I'm assuming like by the time it takes to like, you know, fill the tub, sit in the tub, you got to read a book in the tub, and then you got to like empty the tub and then probably clean the ring around it. You got to clean the ring around
She's
it.
She's not cleaning her tub.
I was
girl
like, that's like an hour and a half minimum, dude. That's insane. I don't have that time.
I know, but the only luxury is time.
That's true.
Reese Witherspoon has that.
Yeah. Which makes me wonder, I'm like, wait, So are all these celebrities who they're so busy, they're doing so many projects. I'm like, how do you actually spend your time mm-hmm. all day? Right. I wonder. What right. time do you wake up in the morning?
They have teams. You're just talking about this.
Oh, and she has children. So she's got to mind the children. Like, what? What?
Yeah.
I think that's a lie. I don't think you take a bath every night, Reese Witherspoon. Yeah. I think you take it maybe once a week. Maybe on like a stressful Friday to like soak the week away. And that's where you read your like book club books. But like every night... Now that, I would like to know the truth.
Well, I think the response to all of this...
is stupid.
...can be... Number one, like, celebrities or normal people, please start showering or considering it. Number two, writers, we understand that you have to get, like, clicky headlines to drive traffic, but please stop writing about this.
Yeah, it's not...
We don't need to, like, bring this into the conversation more than it already has been.
It just feels very, like, schoolyard bullying. Like, it's like little kid
humor. I don't even feel like it's bullying, gross. But it should be. Sorry. But the most level response, as always, has come from another celebrity.
Ah, yes.
Miss Cardi B.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Queen of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Cardi says, "What's up with people saying they don't shower? It's giving itchy." And you know what? She is right.
I actually really liked Rihanna's response, which was just to post a video of a supercut of other celebrities saying how good she smells.
Wasn't that Fenty fragrance promo though?
Yes, which, you know, her spinning this social discourse into promoting her fragrance, genius,
queen,
brilliant, queen, queenly.
So Fenty ran this promo. They were very smart. Obviously, Fenty Skin had their 1 year, and they did a pretty good promo on a set of three core products. Uh-huh. And with it though, they're like pre-launch, they were like, buy this and then get a free sample vial of Fenty Eau de Parfum before anyone else. And I know so many motherfuckers that bought that, and if I wasn't doing this, I would have done the same thing.
I think the fragrance like sold out the first like, hour or something. It was up.
First day or two at least.
Yeah.
And it comes like as no one, surprise.
What was it, like 120?
It was not
It wasn't
not cheap.
Cheap.
Which I
people save their coins for Fenty.
They really do though.
They believe in Rihanna.
They really do, and so do I.
Yeah, I wonder how many people received the scent and they were like, "Oh,
yeah."
Because like, not everyone's gonna love it, obviously.
I think
like,
it's gonna be. I think we're gonna see like the "Forgive Me, Santal 33" effect this fall. I think we're gonna be smelling a lot.
We're gonna
of Fenty
see a lot of them on
New York.
Depop.
Yep. Yep. Well, I think we're just gonna smell a lot of them like out in the wild too.
Oh, true. True.
Which is exciting.
Yeah.
I was working from home yesterday with my tits out as I do, and I threw on a sweatshirt because I had to run downstairs or something, and whatever I put on, I was like, this reeks of Fenty. Which is fine. It's a great scent, but it's one of those that like doesn't,
it's got a hold.
It's got a hold for sure.
And it's like the type of scent that lingers.
Yes.
Not even like the concentration. I just think the notes themselves are the types of notes that just stick around.
Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah. So is Fenty Parfum the next Santal? I don't know. Because I feel like the Fenty is more polarizing than Santal.
Yeah, I do too.
Santal is so like easy breezy that like that's why so many people can get into it.
I agree. I think also Santal, as we've talked about, is just sort of like a trending topic and people gravitate toward it because it's a name they recognize, and it is to some a lovely fragrance to some. But so I think like that's sort of like the gateway to Santal 33. But the Rihanna effect, like everyone uses Fenty Beauty, or everyone wants to use Fenty Beauty.
Yeah.
And if you're not using Fenty Beauty, you're using Fenty Skin. Mm-hmm. Like all the dudes that I know that don't wear makeup use something of Fenty Skin because they want to like be one of the girls.
Oh.
And who could blame them? So I think I have a good suspicion that we're going to see like the Fenty effect with this fragrance.
Okay.
Too.
No, I believe that fully. Yeah. Yeah. Like even people who don't think they would have liked it if it wasn't Fenty will be like, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I think when you spend a lot of money on something, your brain is more likely.
You're like, bitch, I'm going to like this whether I like it or not.
Your brain is more likely to manipulate you into being like, you like this.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Yeah. That means it's good.
I didn't realize how expensive it was.
Yeah. I mean, like, because you and I get so much shit for free that, like, I don't really look at prices. And then I'm like, would I spend this much money?
If I wasn't doing this, I would. I think I would want to smell it first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I probably wouldn't. I don't know. I am that person who would do that.
I think, like, well, now that I, like, have money, I'm more frivolous with it. So yeah. I'll, like, spend things just because I like them. But, like, for instance, what did I buy recently? Oh, like, the Olaplex hair oil.
Oh, yeah.
Because my hairdresser was like, yeah, that's good. He was like, yeah, the regular Olaplex line is whatever, but, like, the oil is actually pretty good. So I was like, okay, I'll buy that then. And it was, I think, $28 for 1 ounce of a hair oil, which I thought was outrageous. I was like, bitch, give me 1.7.
It's better than that Way Byredo shit, though.
Yeah. I was like, come on, man. Give me 2 ounces. Right. It's a fucking hair. Come on. For $28. And then everyone was like, don't worry. You actually don't need that much. Like, it really lasts a long time. And then I'd, like, look at their profile photos and I'd be like, you have thin white people hair. Like, no offense. Right. But you have, like, a thin white lady lob.
Yeah.
I have thick, voluminous cable wires coming out of my head.
Chemically treated
cable wires. You don't understand.
Right.
Like, a tablespoon will be enough to cover this.
Right. I bought some pervy art today. I'm really excited about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
It's really cute.
I need to buy art. I've really been wanting to pull the trigger on this, like, one artist, Laura Naples. She makes these really cool paintings.
Okay.
They're, like, they range between, like, $5,000 to, like, $9,000.
Jesus Christ.
And I'm like, I don't know if I could sink that much money into art. Like, okay, if someone was like, you need to spend $5,000 on, like, equipment, I'd be like, yeah, sure. But for some reason, like, art, I'm just like, it just sits there. It just sits on your wall. Like, what? What?
I
don't know.
I'm having those. I'm not even going to say this out loud. Never mind. I'm having the same thoughts about something, but I'm not going to do it.
Okay, fair. Because
I don't
fair
have.
But yeah, part of me was like, oh, maybe when I get that advance money, you know, I'll, like, splurge on some nice art. And even then, I'm just like, Sable, is that the most prudent way to spend money? And obviously, I'm like, no.
But you have change to throw.
But, like,
but I think a big part of, like, me growing up and maturing. Mm. Is realizing that, like, I don't know, dude, having money is really awesome.
It's pretty cool.
And spending money is, like, less awesome. I'm constantly in this battle and balance with myself of, like, you fucking worked for that. You fucking worked your ass off. Like, buy what you like.
Yeah.
Like, when I moved, I was just, like, hemorrhaging money. But it was, like, I knew I was going to do it.
Yeah,
I saved all of
gonna
it.
Spend money,
like,
when
whatever.
You move.
I, like, robbed all these brands this spring with freelance work. So it's, like, I was at peace with that. But, like, having money, dude,
it's being able to, like, not shop price low to high.
I think what I mean, yeah, I just think what I mean, like, is saving money, I think, is what I'm trying to say. Not
yeah,
just, you
yeah,
know,
yeah.
I don't know.
No, save it. Like, I like to look at my bank account and be like, yes, I'm okay.
And I always, like, forget that, like, I love objects, but, like, material bullshit, like, really doesn't make me happy anymore. You know what I mean?
It's like the half-life of the dopamine hit and the joy you get from buying something for me has diminished to such a minuscule micro degree that it's like the joy is the finding. And then as soon as I click purchase, I'm just like, it's done already.
Like,
I don't know.
It's the wanting.
Yeah, it's the wanting. That's
these fucking rings. These two rings. Yeah. I saw the minute I got to New York. I was obsessed with them. I coveted them for you. They weren't even, like, expensive.
Yeah.
They cost me, like, a little over $300 together. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They're a stack of two rings.
Yeah.
I wanted them. I finally pulled the trigger on them. I got them and I was like, I am no happier than I was.
I know.
Send in the clowns. You know what I mean? And, like,
truly,
they don't, like, do it for me.
Like, I'm trying to think of the last thing I bought that I was, like, really excited about when I got it for, like, a while, and I cannot.
Like, all my new furniture I love.
Mm.
I love a new, fresh pair of sneakers.
Mm.
Like, that shit I can justify because it's like, okay,
wear
this is good for me. But
wearables.
Like, but even clothes, I'm like, what am I doing? Mm. Save your money, people.
Save your money. Invest in, you know, buy a little crypto. Diversify your stock portfolios. I need to do that, too. I need to fucking invest some shit. That's what I should do with this fucking book deal. Advance money is play the fucking stock market.
Literally.
Because money is about to be deleted soon.
It's so what we've always wanted. You're finally rich.
I bought some Bitcoin and then I was like, now what?
Isn't that devil money?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm just going to, like, let it sit there. See what happens. Help. If you're a financial advisor, please help us.
Yeah. If you are a podcast manager or a financial advisor.
I feel like, okay, a couple weeks ago we were like, we want a producer. And then I was like, is that what we want?
No, we don't want a producer. I think we want someone to do our outreach.
A network.
An,
a network, right? Yeah. That's like we want Spotify to give us like the Call Her Daddy deal.
Yeah, we want $600 million.
That fucking all. Like, holy shit.
I want sponsorships without having to ask for them. Because I have too much pride.
15 minutes of ads in this thing.
I don't care. I would rather take money from a brand than our listeners.
Fair. Absolutely.
I don't want to do a Patreon. I don't want to do $5 a month. Like, no. I don't.
Absolutely not.
We're not. Yeah. But like, I'll talk about a fucking mattress.
Yeah.
I'll talk about a way.
Yeah.
Casper, where you at?
Could we do like appliances? I would like some appliances.
You know what we should do? We should do BetterHelp because we both obviously need therapy. Yes.
Yeah, BetterHelp is all over the podcasts lately. Anyway, if you'd like to give us money to talk about you on air.
Yo.
Or if you're like an iHeartRadio or a Spotify or a Gimlet.
Pull up.
All right.
Follow us on Instagram. I'm sorry that the Tuesday question sort of disappeared. That's on me. I'm back in the office.
Is that like...
dodging Delta for my life.
Sitting next to the heap of filters.
Exactly. It's not as easy for me to like goon around on social media during the day.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should just post more memes.
True.
Sent memes.
I'm really bothered by the one that Dewey Dudes posted this week.
Which one?
Can straight people say bussy? I don't think...
That's okay. Wait.
I'm not saying what it is.
Is it ass and balls?
No.
Is it pussy and balls or is it pussy?
No, I'm not saying it. I'm not saying it. No, I can't even say it.
Tell me. Because I don't know what it is.
I'll text it to you.
Okay. I like kind of get what it is contextually.
I don't
but
think
I'm
you get
still
it.
Not, okay, then I'm not sure. You know what? I'm going to fucking Urban Dictionary this
Please.
Shit right
oh my
now.
God. It's just such a funny, vulgar word.
Bro, when I found out what truffle butter was. Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Anyways, I was
no,
like,
I don't think straight people.
I don't know that straight
bussy.
People can say that.
No, I don't think they should. Just let them have it. Just let some people have things. Okay, you don't need to fucking stick your nose in every bussy.
I texted that to Claire and I said, "Can't straight people say bussy?" Because Dewey Dudes said like posted a meme with it, and then she just texts back, "Who the fuck are the Dewey Dudes?" I almost screenshotted it and sent it to them because I think they would think it was funny, but I was like, we don't gotta like that.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know with you that well right. to do that. Yeah, right. yeah.
Okay,
oh, God. Anyway, now that I know what a bussy is.
Follow us on Instagram.
Google bussy.
Don't Google bussy.
I'm at Sabletooth Tigra.
I'm at Tynan Buck.
And until next time.
We will smell you later.
Smell you later.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.